Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the cleansing of the Vrindiksha temple. And this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 12. The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. A diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Roy, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent household life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Roy employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by governmental officials, Raghunath Das hid them and personally met the government officer and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendant of the jail so that he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Rai, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically soften the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Roy and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. Continuing, Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Ramananda Prabhu Pai Kaila Neveda Eka Bara Prata Parudre Dekaha Charan. See, Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please show your lotus feet to the king at least once. Prabhu Kahe Ramananda Kaha Vicharya Raja ke milite yuyaya sanyasi haya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda Roy replied, my Lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone. When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but am an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. Sukla vastre masi bindu yaitse na lukai sanyasa sira alpa chidra sava loke gaya. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always prominent. Ramananda Roy replied, "My dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This king, Prataparudra, the king of Odisha, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me." Atmavai jayate putra hi shastravani putre lamelane jena milibe apani. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures, Mahaprabhu said, that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.78.36, it is said, Atmavai putra utpana iti veda anusana sasanam. The Vedas enjoin that one is born as his own son. The son is none different from the father, and this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theology, it is believed that Christ, the Son of God, is also God, or in other words, that they are identical. Tabe raya jai saba rajera kahila prabhora agyai tandra putra laya oila. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, he brought the king's son to see him. The prince, just entering his youth, was very beautiful, Shyamalavarna. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Tandre dekhi mahaprabhura Krishna smriti hoila prema veshe tandra mili kahite lagila. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. E Mahabhagavata Nyan Haradarshane Vajendra Nandana Smriti Haya Sarva Jane. Here is a great devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that a materialist mistakenly accepts the body and mind as the source of material enjoyment. In other words, a materialist accepts the bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not regard the son of Maharaj Prataparudra with the idea that he was a materialist, being the son of a materialist, nor did he consider himself the enjoyer. Mayavadi philosophers make a great mistake by assuming that the Satchidananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord, is like a material body. However, there is no material contamination in transcendence, nor is there any possibility of imagining a spirituality in matter. One cannot accept matter as spirit. As indicated by the technical words Bhoma Ijadi from Bhagavatam 10.84.13, materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of God in matter, although according to their imagination, God is unlimitedly formless. This is simply mental speculation. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he placed himself in the position of a gopi. He also accepted the king's son directly as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Vrajendra Nandana Hari, This is perfect vision according to the direction of the Vedic culture, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Pandita Sama Darshana. Such acceptance of the absolute truth according to Vaishnava philosophy is explained in both the Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3 and the Katha Upanishad 1.2.23 in the following words: Nayam atma pavachanena labhyo na me daya na bahuna sutena yam evaisa vinute tena labhyas tasyaisa atma vivrinute tanum sram. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. The living entity is entangled in material existence due to his lack of spiritual vision. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung in his Kalyanakalpa Taru, Samsara Ashiya Prakriti Vajiya Purusha Abhimane Mari. When the living entity comes to the material world, he thinks himself the enjoyer. Thus, he becomes more and more entangled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy. After saying this, the Lord again embraced the prince. Prabhu sparse raja putrela hoila prema vesh sveda kampa asustamba pulaka vishes. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. The boy began to cry and dance, and he chanted, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Upon seeing his bodily symptoms and his chanting and dancing, all the devotees praised him for his great spiritual fortune. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed the youth and ordered him to come there daily to meet him. Ramananda Roy and the boy then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda took him back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities. And just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. And from then on, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada has a purport to this verse, a comment, and we shall read that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.